This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, go Cards, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to Chi High, where the JV game is in the books, and it was won by Rice Lake 48-31. It's Parents' Night here, and so as we get rolling here, Mark Halverson and Dave Check will listen to our public address announcer announcing the parents, and, well, right now, though, not quite yet. They've got some of the girls. I think it'll be the varsity parents, right, Dave?
Introducing the younger players, yeah. The JV2, the JV team, and just having the parents stand.
These players in the stands, please stand up and be recognized. Junior varsity 2.
Again, we've got... the conference opener for both teams tonight, Chi High and Rice Lake, as the Cards come in here 1-1, and visiting Rice Lake comes in here 1-0. The Chippewa Falls having lost at home to Wausau West 73-56, but winning 68-44 over DC Everest. And let's listen in.
Allie Richardson and her parents, Kimberly Langman and Ryan Richardson. Sarah Chafee and her parents, Jill and Dean Chafee. Michaela Halberton and her parent, Rachel Wilson. Olivia Bergerson with her parents, Chris and Ashley Bergerson. Kayla Pavish and her parents, Jody and Al Pallet Pavish. Addison Seaholm and her parents, Tom Seaholm and Janelle Seaholm. Cameron Felstead and her parents, Kate and Rick Felstead. Riley Terhart and her parents, Troy and Chris Terhart. Sammy Wiedemeyer and her parents, Jen and Mike Wiedemeyer. Brooklyn Sandvig with her parents, Andrea and Mike Sandvig. Evan Rui and her parents, Jenna and Jacob Rui. Ava Reuter with her parents, Myra and Tom Reuter. And our two managers, Delilah Garish and Jasmine Nikolai, will be escorted by Jeff and Dawn Nikolai. Let's give a nice round of applause for all of our varsity parents.
All right, there you go. On Parents' Night, all the introductions, and you've been there a time or two in the past. What's it feel like for mom and dad going out there like that?
Well, it's a very proud moment. It's a nice thing that all these teams do, both at the high school and the college level, to recognize the people who have put in the effort. You know, obviously the players put in the effort and the time to become who they are, but couldn't do it without a very strong supporting network from their parents. And, you know, from the parents' perspective, it's just what you do. And so it's a big honor to kind of be recognized. And that's why it was nice, I think you pointed it out too, we recognized the Rice Lake players' parents before we came in here too and had them stand as well. And I think I've never seen that done before for an opposing team. I thought that was a nice gesture, as you said too.
Yeah, I've been out at a couple of different games and locations. I was at I did a Colfax Thorpe boys game in Colfax, and I did the Chi-High Medford boys game in Medford. And I know there's been concerns across the state in terms of fan treatment and trying to do whatever they can. In Colfax, at least, they have, like, I've been to a girls' and a boys' game as a spectator and as a broadcaster, and they'll actually have one of the players read a statement before the game, like on the public address system, come out and just kind of a paragraph of, say, thanks for being here tonight. And that was an interesting way to kind of try to soften things because, again, there have been a variety of things. My hometown, Milwaukee, it's gotten violent down there.
Yeah. You know, that's just like politics and the weather. Everything's kind of local, and you got to look at, you know, are we dealing with that up here? I haven't seen a lot of that between the fans. You know, but you go years back, and we have. We've had some issues here. You know, when we had the house packed and played against Eau Claire North back in the day, there was a lot of people that came to watch, and a lot of them, you know, wanted to get in fights afterwards.
And so, I think even treatment of referees, I mean, there have been some higher profile you know, we don't want to name any names, but folks in the state who've had some encounters with referees, if you will. And yeah. So that's where in. And right now, I mean, the recruitment for refs, it's tough. It's kind of a shortage, you know.
So. Yeah, we're in a society where tempers tend to run a little bit hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that gets taken out at the referees when it shouldn't be. You get, you know, people fighting with their own coaches on the sideline. It's just, it's almost like you can sit back and have an anger management class as part of your reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah. We've got Chi-High and Rice Lake girls tonight, the Lady Cards and the Lady Warriors. Both, we've got a couple of great coaches' conversations just ahead here. But let me just, again, break things down one more time. For the visiting Rice Lake Warriors, they come in here having won 82-73. But, Dave, way back on November 21st. So you'll hear Coach Darla Olson talk about the fact that a lot of teams have played a lot more games than them by now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the two teams that Chi-High played, you know, they may be 1-1, but I think they played DC Everest. That's an 0-6 team, and mm-hmm. the team that they lost to was, I think, was it Wausau West or Wausau East?
They lost to Wausau West, yeah.
And Wausau West is, I think, 1-3, their only win being against Chi-High. But both of those teams, a lot of different games between them, and that's because they played a tournament over Thanksgiving. Chi-High must not have. But, yeah, we come in here with some teams having already played 7 or 8 games, and you know, in some years we start talking about, you know, particularly in the boys' game, you know, do they have their legs underneath them after being in a different season the whole time? Some of those other seasons going quite a long ways, you know, still going on into the playoffs until last week.
Right.
But, you know, interestingly enough, this year, of course, we've got a girl to talk about that has to get her feet under her, and she certainly seems to be doing a good job. Ava Reuter, who played right on the football team and didn't just play. You know, I watched some of those games, and she was on the kickoff return team.
Huh.
That's some of the hardest blocks to make, and I was keen on her making some good blocks out there. So she's got to get her feet up here for basketball season, and I think she'll do a great job. She already has first two games. You can go ahead and say where she's at.
Yeah, 20 points and 11 rebounds a game through the first two games, and her brother Joe, we got a report on him doing at Hillsdale, so stick with us for that coming up here tonight. Hey, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. We'll come back in 3 minutes with the first of 2 coaches' interviews, Darla Olson of Rice Lake, 3 minutes away on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown, your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss about Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Cardinal Countdown continues here on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com. Darla Olson, seventh-year head coach of the Rice Lake Warriors, joins us. And, Coach, good start to the season, a win over Rhinelander.
Yeah, it was a fun game. You know, I thought our kids came home, played really hard and competed, and, you know, it went into overtime. So it was a nice win for the young group that we have right now.
Starting the conference season here on the road at Chippewa tonight.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. You know, we've had quite a bit of time to practice. A lot of teams already have like four games in, and this is our second. So I think, you know, we still have probably a little bit of that, you know, first game jitters that might come out a little bit tonight. But I think we're well prepared. I think our kids are really buying into what we're trying to do, and they're working really hard, even though they haven't gotten to compete quite as much as some teams. So I think tonight's going to be a great night. We're super excited to have an opportunity to play and to start a conference.
Your daughter, Bryn, moving on to join her sister, Brooke, at University of Minnesota Duluth. So she was a fine player. Talk about the transition from last year to this year.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, definitely from a product of Bryn was one of five seniors that we had on the squad. So we were a little bit more veteran group last year. And, you know, three of our starters had played in considerable minutes since her freshman year and sophomore year especially. And so I think, you know, this year we're just kids that have worked really hard and learned a lot from those seniors, and that group of that has moved on, I think, are really have an opportunity to blossom and take advantage of that. So even though we're young, I feel like, you know, if they've got an opportunity to work with them and practice against them, and now it's their opportunity on the court, and I think they're really excited about that, and I think it shows when they're on the floor.
Kind of a different look Chippewa team in the sense of a couple of sophomore starters, and we'll hear from Coach Bestel coming up here, but keeping the turnovers down and the shooting up, and so those are good signs that worked in their favor in that road win at DC Evers.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, anytime you have a young group, you know, your real goal is to just get as many opportunities as you can at the rim, and that's what we preach to. It's like, you know, take care of the ball, give us opportunities. I'm like, get it on the rim, give us a chance. Even if it doesn't go in, we get a second or a third opportunity. But you have to be able to, I think the team that takes care of the ball and gets the most opportunities tonight is probably the team that's going to come out on the right side.
And finally, Brooke Schmidt, your varsity assistant, was a teammate of Coach Bestel when they played at Eau Claire together. So.
Yeah, that's my understanding. You know, it sounds like I didn't ever get to watch either of them play, but it sounds like, you know, they had a really great team. And, you know, I think the program there is really solid, and I think that, you know, Coach Bestel has brought stuff to Chippewa from there, and I think Coach Schmidt. So, I mean, it's kind of fun, you know, to coach with her and kind of see a lot of the similarities in their thought process, I think, because of the program they came from was so strong.
Coach, thanks so much. Wish you the best tonight and the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's your head coach of the Rice Lake Warriors, Darla Olson, joining us. We'll hear from Coach Bestel coming up on Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
One at WDOGO.com, our first of four scheduled Chihai girls games for the season as the Lady Carvers come in 1-1. Becca, good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for being here. It's great to have you right off the bat this
season. Congratulations on being a Blue Gold Hall of Famer.
Thank you. That was quite an honor. It was a very cool day, cool weekend, cool ceremony, and I was very honored.
Remind people when you played ball at UW-Eau Claire.
You're aging me here. Yeah, no, I played from 2000 to 2004, mm-hmm. and in 2003 we played in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it was a really phenomenal run, and I had some teammates that were amazing and coaches that were amazing, and I attribute a lot to all of them. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm coaching against one of them tonight. Brooke Schmidt is coaching the other team. So.
And your coaching resume includes some time as an assistant there for UW-Eau Claire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was there for 8 years. Mm-hmm. So there was a good chunk of time where I was coaching there and made the jump back when I came to Chi-High mm-hmm. coaching high school.
Yeah. Well, the Hall of Famer, Becca Bestel, joining us. So 1-1 on the season. Give us an overview so far.
You know, it's been a really good start to the season. The first game we played Wausau West, who won their conference last year and returned everybody. So that was a tough first game for us. But we played tough and I think did a lot of really good things. And there was definitely an upside after that game, even though we lost. We could tell that we were going in the right direction. And then the Everest game, we were able to really pull out some of that stuff. And we're shooting a lot better than we have the last couple of years. We're turning the ball over way less than we have the last couple of years. And so those two statistics were big these last couple of years, and that's a big push this year.
Those are both huge things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we averaged like 25 turnovers last year, and that was really ridiculously high. And so we've brought that down significantly, and our shooting is a lot better.
Got a couple of sophomore starters in Chafee and Seaholm, so some youth in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll have some other kids that will come in off the bench that are young, too. And we've got a good group of seniors. There's 8 of them there with a couple that are anchoring us. But those young kids really do add a lot to our team. They're still kind of feeling out the varsity speed and the varsity level. You know, they're learning, they're getting their bumps, they're learning their lessons, and that's going to happen early in a season when you're playing those kids. But they're responding really well to coaching, and practices are going really well.
And how about this Rice Lake squad? They come in 1-0 as well.
Yeah, they're tough. They're super athletic. They've got some tall, lanky, athletic, long kids, and so their zones have been an issue for us in the past. So turnovers is going to be a big statistic tonight, that's for sure.
Becca Bestel there on the Cardinal Countdown pregame interview, taking us to our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave, check your thoughts.
Well, not only is the team just starting out, but we're just starting out too. So obviously not having seen either of these two teams or know a whole lot about them, can't really put a game plan together for them. But keys to the game at this stage is probably just focusing on the fundamentals. Get used to who you're playing with and what you want to do as a team identity. You know, do you want to be a team that's going to rely on two players to score 25, 30 a game? Do you want to mix it up? Are you going to run the ball a little faster, play a little slower, play a little defense? you know, they got two sophomores that they got to integrate into this team, and they got to do it quickly if they want to get some wins this year. So focusing on the fundamentals, I think, is the key for now.
Thanks, Dave, for the Tyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. So we've got basketball starting lineups around the corner. It's Chippewa Falls and Rice Lake coming next on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Tyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Tyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Tyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Coming back after the national anthem here on WOGO Sports, Mark Halverson, Dave Check, Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studios, and we'll be sending it over to the public address announcer right now with the starting lineups.
First, for our guests, the Rice Lake Warriors. Junior, wearing number 3, Lucy Havas. Senior, wearing number 12, Kendra Richter. Junior, wearing number 22, Eliana Shepard. Junior, wearing number 24, Emily Shaw. And senior, wearing number 54, Isabel Schmidt. The head coach of the Warriors is Ms. Darla Olson. And now for your Chi High Cardinals. Sophomore wearing number 3, Sarah Shakey. Sophomore wearing number 20, Addison Seymour. Senior wearing number 21, Cameron Felston. Senior wearing number 33, Brooklyn Sandman. And
There we go. We got our starting lineups, and we're about ready for basketball. Rice Lake dressed in their road blue with the white numerals and lettering and some gold trim as well. And Chi High in the home white with the red numerals and lettering and some red and black trim. All right, Dave, we're ready for girls high school hoops, tipping it off for the season here. We've had McDonald girls basketball already, and they've got a fine team.
And you indicated you're going to have to do some of those games if you want to tell people why.
Well, we'll wait and see. Our dear friend Caleb Swenson and his wife Lindsay expecting their fourth child, and so excited for them. And so any day, and I'm kind of waiting in the background in terms of we'll see what happens. So.
And congratulations to Caleb and his wife.
Absolutely. Thoughts and prayers for them for sure. All right, and there's an interception by the Cardinals and a Rice Lake turnover right away, and then it's stolen right back. And heading the other direction as they go right to left to get us going in this contest here tonight. As we're underway at the Birdcage. Three-pointer from the left corner. Honeycomb's out. No good. Missed that time by 24. Shy, the 5'8 junior. Shy brings it on the outside. The pass from Chafee, one of those two sophomore starters. Parents' night tonight, so... Boy, it'd be sweet to win in front of mom and dad. There's the shot from Chafee. No good for her. And out of there with the rebound comes Habas. All right. They bring it. They told me Habas. Habas, actually. Shot down low. Missed off the right baseline by Shepley. Shepley had 22 points in their win over Rhinelander, but Rice Lake holds on to it. So the one turnover early for Rice Lake, and then Chai turned it right back. Maintaining possession, the Warriors scoreless game. We're a little over a minute in. Left corner, they work it around on top. Number three, Havas. Right side getting it to Richter. Stolen away, and the Cards with it. Defense down low, that's Ava Reuter. Comes in averaging 20 points and 11 rebounds a game. Loose ball on the floor, Sandvig out of there with it. Gets it off to Chafee, 5'7 sophomore on the left wing. Sandvig averaging 16 a game through the first two for the Cardinals. She's going to be running track at Iowa State. Congratulations to her. Three-pointer, Reuter off the front iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Rice Lake. Shepley heads it the other way. Across the timeline, they bring it right to left. And a whistle and our first foul of the game on Sandvig, her first personal, first team.
Sandvig's guarding Shepley. You can see Shepley looks like a great athlete out there and putting up some great points, you said, already on the year. So we put Sandvig on her, who's going to have to be right. One of the fastest girls ever in the state. I think that should be a good defensive battle to watch.
And I think I was hearing from Tim Peterson over here that Shepley is pretty speedy herself, actually. So
she's 5'10 junior.
And so we have the foul on Sandvig and another foul for Chipman. This is going to be the second one on Sandvig, so she's immediately subbed for. And no, is it 3 or 33? It's 33, but they did also pull Chafee out. So Sandvig and Chafee take a seat on the bench, and there's another Chahai foul on the inbounds. They get it to the tall timber off the bench, Adeline Shepley. She's just a freshman, Dave, but she goes 6'2".
Well, and also you got Riley Turhark in there now as a freshman, number 25. She's a 5'11 freshman.
Addie Seaholm there down low. She gets her first personal, third team, as Adeline Shepley hits her first one. I don't have 100% confirmation. I'm presuming that's the sister of Eliana Shepley. Although I was in the same grade as a cousin of mine, so you never know for sure, right? So anyhow, both free throws are good, and it's 2-0 Rice Lake to get things started. Jai brings it left to right. Into the forecourt, the Cardinals, Seaholm, works it around on top, Reuter, averaging 20 points and 11 rebounds a game. What a start for her through the first two. Loses it out of bounds, but the Cards will keep it with 15:46 to go, first half.
Cardinals haven't done a very good job of getting the open shot yet, even the shot that we took so far, a little long bomb. But
Reuter on the inbounds pass from Seaholm. Working around on the outside, Pavich in off the bench, the 5'8 senior. Down low, and I don't know, was that a missed shot or did she just lose
it's
it?
Pavich. Missed shot by Pavich.
Okay. Three-point attempt for Rice Lake, and there it is. Some confidence. And that is number three, Lucy Havas. Three-pointer makes it 5-0 Rice Lake.
Like I said, we've heard that name as we get a steal by
another
Shepley.
Steal. Cardinals second turnover and reverse layup is good. Wow. With the left hand going from left to the right side. And that's Hobbs, I think, another two, right?
I think that was Shepley. Okay. It was number 22.
22, okay. And it's 7-0 Rice Lake and a loose ball in the backcourt. And Rice Lake again trying to get a bust-out basket. Shepley again, wow. Timeout.
Another turnover. Yeah. Another two for Shepley.
Cards, it's snowing here. 9 inches worth. 9-0 Rice Lake. 14:54 left. Back in half a minute on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Mistral, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson.
Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Coming out of the timeout, Chi-Hi trailing 9-0. Girls High School Hoops on a Friday night. Mark Halverson, Dave Check. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. All right, Chi-Hi now, Addie Seaholm, the sophomore rooter, going to take one from three-point range off the back iron, no, and a cold start continues for Chippewa. Rebound down low, Allie Richardson up and in, and I think was it Pavich, Kayla Pavich gets the first two. So they're in the scoring column for the first time tonight. 9-2 Rice Lake here at Chippewa this evening. And a whistle and another Cardinal foul. Becca Bestel up off the bench, giving her instructions to her girls. And that foul is going to go on Reuter. Her first, the fourth team foul, though, already, Dave.
Yeah, Cardinals getting in a little trouble there as they go to the line again. But this Rice Lake team is a pretty physical team. You know, you look in the years past, we've had Rice Lake has a great weight program, I can tell you that. Just looking at Shepley, the only way I can describe her is like a CrossFit athlete. Mm. She's just built out there, and it's showing in the production here.
And Isabel Schmidt, who's at the free throw line, is
just knocked down two.
Right, and so they've got a number of players who already catch your eye early on as they lead it 11-2. The Cards trouble bringing it up across against the pressure, and it's out of bounds. They'll inbound it. Setting the lineup now, it's Addie Seaholm, Reuter. Pavich is going to sit out as Chafee, the 5'7 sophomore, number three, checking back in for Coach Bestel.
That last look by Reuter was probably the best look we've gotten so far. That was a good look and just couldn't knock it down.
Yeah, the three-pointer's not dropping yet for Chippewa. They do have the 1 2-point basket. There's a shot up off the rim, no good for Riley Terhark.
I like that shot. That's a freshman coming out there with a confident jumper.
Her brother on the boys team, whistle and a foul, and again, the Cards get their fifth in just over 4 minutes. And that's the second one on Chafee. First one on Chafee.
And this is not that deep of a team that we can be going to the bench that much.
So 13:55, already to the free throw line for the third player, and they're a perfect 5-for-5. It reminds me of Medford the other night. How about that? They had a guy go 11 out of 11 in the second half from the line. 12-2 here. And Rice Lake leads it 13-2. And they have been tremendous at the free throw line. And they are 6 out of 6 from the line, Dave. They've hit a 3 and 2 twos. So that's how they piled up their 13 points, 13-2 lead.
Yeah, we were trading them with turnovers. Now I got them. I think it's 3-2. You might have them at even 4. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're correct. Right. I'll go with the 3-2. All right, into the forecourt. Sandvik racing down the right baseline as they bring it left to right. Gets it to Reuter on the outside. Down low to Allie Richardson. Spin move is good. Richardson. Cardinals back within 9 at 13-4. Here comes Rice Lake into the forecourt. Dribble drive on the left wing. They get it off to Hobbs. Driving left baseline. Underneath, bounce pass. Shot from the right corner. No good. Missed by Adeline Shepley. And then followed up and in.
Well,
Eliana Shipley again. She's got six already. The Cardinals struggle and lose it for their fourth turnover. Racing to the other end. Rice Lake fast break. No good. They fight for the rebound, and the Warriors after it. 15-4 game. Back to 11. Matching Rice Lake's biggest lead. Driving into the lane. Boy, the freshman put too hard off the glass, but boy, a 6'2 freshman racing to the other end. Sandvik crashing, and no foul called. She lost control of the basketball.
Was that a shot or a turnover?
No, it wasn't. She just fell. Yeah, was not a shot. Driving baseline, shot put up off the rim, no good. Followed up, and the Cards get the rebound. And it's number two, Allie Richardson, with 12:34 left in the first half. Chippewa down 15-4. Trying to get some highlights here for the Hy-Vee halftime show, if we can. That is something to look ahead for. Statistics, and get Dave's take on what's going on with Badger football as a former Badger alumni. Terhark on the right side. Picks up her dribble and has it stolen away. Anticipating the pass, number 12, Richter, into the other end, lays it in. 17-4, Rice Lake, biggest lead of the night at 13 now. With 12:09 left until halftime.
Five different Rice Lake players have scored already.
And that's, wow, there's an air ball missed by Bergerson, a 5'8 freshman for the Cards. Again, you start two sophomores and you get a couple of freshmen coming off the bench as some of your early reserves. So it's a very young Cardinal team, and a travel is called, and so Rice Lake gets their third turnover. 11:51 left in the half, 17-4 our score. White City Glass, a proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. White City Glass.
Looks like Rice Lake already going to their bench a little bit, letting the older Shepley have a rest. Let's see if Cardinals can take advantage here.
Get in on the outside to Terhark, the freshman. I think they have two freshmen in there right now. And getting it down low, posting up Cameron Felstead, one of the starters, the 5'10 senior. Chai, not real tall. I mean, certainly nobody over 6 foot. You got Terhark is 5'11, but she's a freshman. Felstead at 5'10. And the foul goes on. Oh, missed shot down low.
And it's a good turnaround, though, by Felstead.
Rebound out of there with it. Sydney Gay, the 6 foot junior. Boy, 6 foot and 6'2, they bring off the bench for Rice Lake. That's some tall timber.
Well, Coach Bestel said that coming in, that they were going to be
right. She said
long.
They were long.
Yep.
Correct. And
that's a good way to describe them.
17-4 right now. Rice Lake with the lead and the basketball. And working it down low, there's a double team. They kick it open to an open shooter on top, missing off the backboard. Gay, but Rice Lake, another offensive rebound, whistle and a foul. This freshman, Adeline Shepley. Early on, Shepley, kind of thin, I guess. But other than that, Dave, I mean, in terms of pretty coordinated.
Yeah, I mean, she's 6'2". You saw her dribbling the ball up a little bit. So she's not just down there just to rebound. But on that rebound, she didn't even have to jump.
Right.
She's got all the Cardinals by 2 or 3 inches out there. That's the first three free throw anyone's missed. She is now 2 for 3.
She's going to be a player, though. I mean, she's just a freshman, 6'2", getting a lot of minutes. And
well, like I said, I mean, you said, you know, she's got to put a little weight on her, a little bit of strength on her. Look at her sister. She obviously puts the time in the weight room.
Right. Yeah, Eliana, her older sister, but 4 inches smaller as the second free throw is good. 18-4, Card's biggest hole they've been in. Down 14. Need some offense here. In the backcourt, Richardson working against the pressure. Oh, there's a foul. And thankfully, that one was called on 13, Sydney Gay.
I think he might have actually heard you on that one. That was a late whistle. Like, sometimes we have to help a little bit here. It's
whatever we can do for the cause.
It's 18-4. We got to do something.
And we got 6 fouls on Chippewa and only 3 on Rice Lake. So I thought, what about home court advantage? Bounce pass in the backcourt to Sandvig. And she'll bring it up now. Carr's bringing it left to right. Down 18-4. Needs some hoops. Sandvig shoots and hits one. Three-pointer for the senior, Brooklyn Sandvig.
That's a confident pop right there. Just a stop and pop from the three-point line. That's what we needed.
Absolutely. At the other end, Rice Lake tries to answer. No good. And Sandvig with the rebound on the missed shot from Richter, the 5'8 senior. Cards within 11 now at 18-7. Getting it down low on the baseline. Felstead, bounce pass, whistle, and Cards will maintain possession and a foul on the Warriors. And Kendra Richter.
Some good movement under there. They were looking for that last pass to go to Sandvig. Got the foul right before it, but that was some nice movement.
First personal on Richter and the fifth, saying only the fourth team foul. Driving the lane, Sandvig put it up and in. And Brooklyn Sandvig with five in a row, and the Cardinals cut the lead to nine.
I was waiting for Sandvig to come out and play like this. I mean, she's certainly the athlete that can do that in basketball. So
right.
Getting her just to drive to the basket, have the confidence. But that's nice to see her shoot that three-point shot, too.
Well, and again, she came in averaging 16 through two games, and you kind of did a little deeper research to see that Everest had significantly struggled at 0-6, and Wausau West's only win in four games was against the Cards. But, hey, Brooklyn stepping up there, and that senior maturity and leadership shining through. It's the air ball missed from long range that time by the freshman Shepley. Cards traced down the rebound. That's Pavich running that one down, but then she slid and traveled, unfortunately.
So Pavich gets the defensive rebound,
yeah.
But then she winds up with a turnover there, too. You know, Sandvig, I think it's a big thing that she's already signed with Iowa State now, unlike last year where we knew she's going somewhere. But for a kid, you know, at her age, that's still tough to, I think, focus on other sports.
Alley-oop attempt stolen away down low. Sandvig, and now we're getting some contact.
She was pushed.
Okay, yeah.
Sandvig got it, was pushed by number 54. And that's
so it was an alley-oop attempt. And, by the way, our referee... Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm not sure. I mean, can you call it an alley-oop when the end result is not going to be a dunk no matter what?
Well, that's what it looked like.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, it was. She was going to catch it in the air and make it.
It was right. An alley-oop type pass. All right, Cardinals now in the backcourt. Allie Richardson and helped out there by Brooklyn Sandvig. And then you've got Sarah Chafee, the 5'7 sophomore, Reuter. And 25, Riley Turhark, the 5'11 freshman in the game. 5'11? She doesn't look 5'11 to me. I mean, 25? Come on now.
The stats are always an inch or two higher as we
I don't know. I mean, I'm just.
For Tri-High.
I shouldn't be.
Some are
Sandvig's
more than an
listed
inch.
At 5'8. And so if you have to see. And the Cards turned it over, right? So, all right. Seventh turnover.
I think I might say 5'9, maybe.
Yeah, I think 5'9. I don't know. Have to talk to Coach Best. Oh, nice feed down low, but missing with the left hand for Rice Lake that time. Looked like 21. Was it 54, Schmidt? Anyhow.
Sandvig pulling down her third rebound of the night.
Three-point attempt for the Cards. Chafee off the back.
Oh, that looked good.
No, it sure did look good. The Cards regrouping. Reuter driving underneath. She'll pull up and put it in.
Reuter's first 2 points of the night.
18-11, the Cards on a 7-0 run. Rice Lake's cooled off a bit.
And they quickly bring back their scorer now, too.
There's penetration. Oh, and looks like she traveled.
Walked.
Yeah, she did, yeah. 22, Eliana Shepley, the 5'10 junior.
Tried the Euro step there, but she did it like I would have done it, which
is
not legal.
And Reuter had got her first hoop of the night, I think, here a moment ago. So the Cards get it back now within seven on a 7-0 run. So Chi-High offense had been dormant earlier, but waking up here. Reuter on top, picked up defensively there by Sydney Gay. Driving between the leg dribble right side. On top to Chafee, the sophomore. Penetrate left hand, has her shot blocked, her pass blocked, stolen away. Eighth Chi-High turnover into the forecourt Rice Lake. Dribble issues for... Emily Kalina working around. Three-point attempt from long range. Off the rim, no good for Shepley. Eliana, the junior. And, boy, next year you're going to have these Shepley sisters, senior and sophomore. And the sophomore at 6'2", or maybe still growing. Who knows, right, when you're 6'2 and a freshman. Driving the lane, the shot up and good by 25, Riley Turner, her first two. And a timeout, Rice Lake, as the Cards on a 9-0 run. Cut the 14-point lead to five on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Mark Halverson, Dave Check, and Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio. Chai, hi. How about this big 9-0 run as WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls, and they come up with a steal. And out of there, Addy Seaholm back in the contest in the backcourt. Sixth turnover on Rice Lake. Into the forecourt, Chafee on top, works it to Richardson. Alley, right side, gets it off to number 20, Seaholm back in the contest. Cardinals on a 9-0 run. There's a long three-pointer. Chafee nets it, and the Cards cut it to two at 18-16.
That was a bomb. Chafee's first make. 3 points on the night. Couldn't have came at a better time.
Wow, the offense has awakened for sure for Chippewa.
This is a team that we almost wrote off 5 minutes ago, and here they are, 2 points
it
down.
It looked like a blowout at 18-4, and the Chai offense just had not showed up yet. Rice Lake at the other end, shot up and good by Kendra Richter, a 5'8 senior. She's got four. It's 20-16, and it stops the 12-0 run for the Cardinals, and then deflected out of bounds. And the
deflected, but then back off Chai High's player,
right,
who was trying to save it. So
right,
another turnover.
And that was Chafee on that end. So the defender hit it. It hit Chafee and went out of bounds. 20-16 game, the Cardinals. But that 14-0 run, what, no, 12-0 run really boosting them quite a bit.
We're going to foul there on Richardson.
All right, so Allie is going to pick one up. And
a little
the Cards
bump underneath.
Seventh team foul.
I'd like to see if Chai High ran a run-and-gun offense with a full-court press defense the whole game. Do you think Sandvig would even get tired?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I mean, she's a sprinter, not a long distance, but still, yeah, she's an athlete for sure.
I don't know. The 800 for me is a pretty long distance,
yeah,
too, and she's done that. But, the 400.
Yeah. Right. And Richter missed the free throw, but Rice Lake comes up with a rebound, missing down low. Schmidt misses, gets a rebound, misses another time, and still Rice Lake has way too many offensive rebounds. Missed three-point attempt from the outside by Emily Shy. Loose ball on the floor, tearing it away. It looks like is Reuter.
Might be a jump ball, but that's I tell you, that is a battle right there between Reuter and Shepley battling for that ball. You don't get any more physical than that in a girls' basketball game.
We will also pack into our Hy-Vee halftime the update on Joe Reuter at Hillsdale College in Michigan. Here the Hillsdale Hour every Friday morning, 7 to 8, with Hugh Hewitt and the chancellor at Hillsdale, Larry Arn. And Chai High trying to keep the ball away from Rice Lake. And the missed shot from long range from the Cards in the right wing by Turhark, the freshman, and Rice Lake gets it back, trying to build on their four-point lead. Three-point attempt. No good off the backboard. Missed that time by Havas. Cardinals down with it. Reuter. Rebound in the backcourt to Seaholm. Here comes Chafee on the left wing. Behind the arc. Picked up defensively out there. They get it back to Chafee. She'll fake. She's going to shoot the long ball. Off the rim, no. Fighting for the rebound. Rice Lake comes away with it. Out jumping Seaholm. Addie, one of those two sophomore starters. Rice Lake to the other end. Pass along the baseline. Shot up and good. Get a defender in her face. Emily Shy, her first two. Shy isn't shy. 22-16. So after the Chai High 12-0 run, Rice Lake on a 4-0 run. 5:15 left in the first half. Great to have you with us. So we'll get the podcast up later tonight at wogo.com. It's either later tonight or tomorrow. Depends on when the game ends. All right. Rebound coming down to Isabel Schmidt on the missed shot, and the Cards turn the other way, and oh boy, what happened there defensively? You can't have a player like Shepley go all the way down the court and get that open for a layup.
She's just got great ball handling skills, and I mean, talk about wide open.
And Reuter penetrates and draws a foul with 4:44 left in the half as Rice Lake in the midst of a 6-0 run. Talk about a game of runs, 12-0 Chippewa, 6-0 Rice Lake, and Rice Lake with an 18-4 lead out of the gate. Reuter to the line as the second foul on Isabel Schmidt, the 6'1 senior for the Warriors. First free throw is no good. Well, again, for Chippewa, 8 doesn't look bad when you were down by 14. On the other hand, they had cut it to 2.
Wholesale substitutions in there for both teams. 3 for Chai High, 2 for Rice Lake.
Reuter missed the first free throw. She'll get another. And, you got Cameron Felstead and Brooklyn Sandvig. And the second free throw is good. So
those are only the first two free throws for Chi High all night.
Mm. Riley Turhark is on the floor. And the fifth player I did, 15, Caleb Pavich. And we'll set Rice Lake for you. And there's a pass stolen away almost by Sandvig, but out of bounds. 4:31 left in the half, 24-17 Rice Lake.
Well, I tell you, Turhark as a freshman just is playing with a ton of confidence out there.
All right, and looking to get it in, but Hobbs gets it left baseline. Look out for Shepley. She'll take it. Just very smooth player. The ball knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay Rice Lake.
Got a little pump fake, switches hands from the right to the left relatively easily.
No, she's smooth. Got, Dave, way too many offensive rebounds. And we talked about that a lot last year, but again, you know, that's just limits your chances of winning. If you're Chi High, if you're giving up those second and third chances. Ball knocked out of bounds. Rice Lake will keep it. 4:22 left in the half. And handing it off to Lucy Hobbs to get the inbounds pass. As Rice Lake going right to left here in the first half. Passing it on the outside to Shy. On the right wing, it's Hobbs. She'll step back behind the arc. Picked up defensively by Reuter. On the left, swinging it, and bullseye for Eliana Shepley.
That's not fair for Chi High. No. She could make that shot,
right,
too. She's a running three-pointer.
13 points at the other end. Shot off the rim. No good from three-point range by Turhark, the freshman. Not afraid to fire from long range. And into the forecourt, you've got the Warriors driving down the lane through Main Street. Lucy Hobbs for two more. Well, they rode out Chi High's 12-0 run, and now they've boosted their lead back to 12 at 29-17.
Yeah, that was a nice move there, too, underneath by Hobbs.
Clock down to 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Cardinals trying to post Felstead. They work it around right side to Reuter. Reuter picked up defensively by the freshman, Adeline Shepley. Down low, Felstead off the rim. No good on a turnaround. Reuter had hands on the rebound, but Rice Lake went after it out of bounds, and I think the Cards will keep it with 3:19 left in the half.
We're going to give Reuter an offensive rebound for that one.
Yeah.
So Reuter with three rebounds so far on the night, averaging a little over 11.
Right. Yeah, well, I tell you, the defense from Rice Lake has been aggressive as we got a girl tying her shoe here, number 11, Emily Kalina for Rice Lake. 3:19 left in the half. Cards down 29-17. They had cut the lead to two at 18-16 after a 12-0 run. But no longer. Rice Lake has answered that call. Outscoring Chippewa since then, 11-1. Reuter will penetrate. Reuter, turnaround. Off the rim, no good. A little bit short. Again, the Cards, I'm not looking for excuses, but I guess, you know, what am I going to say? Rice Lake hasn't played since November 21st. And out of bounds on the far side, last touching Eliana Shepley for, I think, what, their seventh turnover?
I don't know. I had them at five, so we'll put them at six right now and keep that. Did you count them as a turnover on that jump ball, maybe?
I think they have seven, but okay, that's fine. I don't think I did. All right, into the forecourt now. 2:50 left in the half. Cardinals down by 12. Brooklyn Sandvig. Sandvig works it right side. Looking to post up Felstead. Kicking it back and almost out of bounds, but saving it that time was the freshman Turhart. Pavich and her pass stolen away. Chi High with, I got him 10 turnovers. Into the forecourt, Rice Lake driving all the way to the basket, and nobody got in her way.
Yeah, I would not have been surprised if that was a dunk there, actually.
Yeah, wow. 15 points for Eliana Shepley. She's putting on a show. She's got half of the points for the Warriors. With 2:10 left in the first half. Down low, the pass to Felstead. Missed it, no good. Rice Lake, again, Chai's been one and done so often. And Rice Lake shooting at a higher percentage like the last layup drive indicated. And this is an open shot missed by Emily Shy. Another Rice Lake offensive rebound, no good. Rebound fought for between Turhart, the freshman, and also Eliana Shepley, the Rice Lake junior. And again, wholesale substitutions.
Substitution from both sides.
With 1:52 left in the half, and Rice Lake basketball leading at 31-17. So yeah, if you're Chippewa, you're like right back to where you were when you were down 18-4, right?
Yeah,
same number.
I'm not sure how this Rice Lake team is going to shape up in the scheme of the Big Rivers. I don't know that they're a top team in the Big Rivers, but Shepley's going to be one of the top players in the Big Rivers.
Yeah, and there is her younger sister, but taller sister, Adeline, on the outside. Hobbs trying to get it down low to Schmidt. And the ball goes out of bounds, but last touch by the Cards with 1:40 left, 100 seconds left in the first half.
You know, that's about the fifth time that they've tried to go underneath to Isabel Schmidt with what looked like an alley-oop, those passes underneath. They haven't been successful once in getting that in there.
She's a good target to try to feed down low and work that into their offense, get the inside-outside game going. And losing the ball on the drive that time was the Rice Lake Warriors. I thought that was the younger Shepley. And Chaha out of there with it. Rice Lake turning it over to the Cardinals. 1:15 left in the half. And driving on the outside again was Sarah Chafee, and the whistle and the foul.
Well, we got a kick on that.
Okay. 1:13 left as coming out of the game is the freshman, 6'2 freshman, Adeline Shepley for Rice Lake. Boy, we've said the name Shepley a lot with both of those sisters there. Rooter for three, and she buries it. And the Cards pull within 11 at 31-20.
Rooter's first three of the night. She needed that one. Six on the night so far.
Right. And then Rice Lake turning it over at the other end. It's such a game of momentum as Emily Kalina could not handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds as Rooter with a three, a two, and a one on the evening. Cardinal ball inside of a minute left, first half. Mark Halverson, Dave Check with you. Stick around for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show coming up after the break, after the first half. Zach Wycheck managing our controls back at Wogo Central. Chafee to Seaholm. The sophomore penetrating, kicks it out. And a whistle and a foul on Emily Kalina for Rice Lake, the 5'4 sophomore.
Hard to believe, but we're in the bonus here. With 41 seconds left, somehow we evened it up at 7-7.
I don't know how. Yeah, there was about Chai had about six before Rice Lake even did it. So now it is 7 apiece.
Maybe they put some on the wrong scoreboard.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't make sense.
That's the first personal on Kalina, and Seaholm misses the free throw off to the right, and it'll be Rice Lake ball.
That's a bonus. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a one to get the second. She had to make the first to even get to try to shoot it. 35 seconds left in the first half as it's kind of flown by here. After, on Parents Night, three-pointer for Rice Lake at the other end, and there it is, Eliana Shepley again. She's got 18, Dave, 18.
That's not a bad half.
No, that's not a bad half.
Menards, I mean, she came in, I think, with 22, didn't she?
Yeah, she did have 22 in their win over Rhinelander. Minarski had 20 in the first half for the Cardinal boys the other night. Missed shot that time by Chafee as the clock winds down. Out of there with it, Rice Lake trying to get one last shot, and they do. Oh, boy. Ahead again. She's not hitting a shot. She's making a great pass. Eliana Shepley, she came out of the pack. She found Lucy Havas ahead, and that brings us to the Hy-Vee halftime. 36-20, Rice Lake, back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
From the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, it's the Lakers leading the Bucks 87-83 on Chris Middleton's return to action. First game of the season for him, but 5:19 to go third quarter. Still time for Giannis to out-duel LeBron in that one. Meanwhile, 36-20, Rice Lake girls leading this one. I'll give you on the Hy-Vee halftime show as we get things rolling. Let me tell you that it's time for the Hy-Vee halftime show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And Dave, just a game of streaks. We had Rice Lake out to a 9-0 lead and 18-4. Chi-High goes in a 12-0 run, makes it 18-16. Rice Lake's Oh Yeah, and they outscore the Cardinals 13-1, making it 31-17. The Cards get a three there before the half, and ultimately 36-20, Rice Lake by 16.
Yeah, but meanwhile, the whole time Rice Lake was just kind of consistent, running their athletic, you know, driving to the hoop, getting the rebounds, and it's just you don't see that consistency out of Chi-High. You can say we had a streak and came within because maybe a couple of turnovers in that spot, but just consistency out of Rice Lake the whole time, and that's going to be hard to overcome.
Give us the stats.
We also just got the score from Athletic Director Mike Thompson. The boys just hit a big three to pull within three at Rice Lake, the boys playing.
Nice.
So they got 8 minutes left, and it's a three-point game. Stats on the night, well, I had them with eight turnovers. You got them at nine. So eight or nine turnovers for them. We have 10 turnovers. Really a surprise from what we've seen that it's that close. Their turnovers, I think, were a little bit more aggressive looking for scores, like when you're going for an assist underneath, you called the alley-oop, and you know they had four that they missed that way, whereas ours were really created by Rice Lake, their aggressive defense. So you know, really kind of a negative when you're losing the ball at the half court line and you haven't even gotten into your offense yet. That's probably the big difference in the turnovers. Shooting wise as a team, the Cardinals were 3-for-11 from the three-point line, 5-for-12 shooting twos, and 1-for-3 for free throws. Haven't shot a lot of them, but you still got to make more than that when you do get a chance. Reuter leading the team with 6 points. She's 2-for-6 shooting. She has 3 rebounds, 6 points. Sandvig, need to get her the ball a little bit more. 2-for-2 on the night for 3 points, and 3 rebounds for 5 points. Chafee, 1-for-4 on the night. She has 3 points. And rounding out the scoring, we got Terhark, Pavich, and Richardson all with 2 points on the night.
The young Cards, two sophomores that start, two freshmen off the bench. Reuter coming in averaging 20 points, 11 rebounds. She does have six, but obviously if she could find the shot from long range a little bit to give them a boost. We have a couple of highlights we'll bring your way right now on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. And the fifth, saying only the fourth team foul. Driving the lane, Sandvig putting up and in. And Brooklyn Sandvig with 5 in a row, and the Cardinals cut the lead to 9. It off to Number 20, Seaholm back in the contest. Cardinals on a 9-0 run. There's a long three-pointer. Chafee nets it, and the Cards cut it to two at 18-16. Which we could keep it there, Gabe, because that was exciting, and they were within two. But at that point, Rice Lake again goes on a 13-1 run.
Yeah, and again, all on the back of Shepley. You got her already at 18 points. Second is Habas with 5 points on the night. So definitely this is an all-Shepley game for the Rice Lake team. But this, you got 6 points out of Reuter, 5 points out of Sandvig. You'd like to see them in that 20-point range. Which is, probably closer to their average. But if they can do that against Rice Lake with the aggressive, lengthy defense that they have, that would be real impressive.
We'll take a short break, come back, get an update on Joe Reuter at Hillsdale College, what he's doing there, some good stuff, and quick thoughts from Dave on the UW football program back in 90 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Mistral Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Mark Halverson, Dave Check, halftime, and Rice Lake leading 36-20. Girls High School hoops, the boys now down by as many as eight at Rice Lake in the late going. All right, Dave, two quick things. Joe Reuter was a great standout here at Chi High. I mean, amazing. Older brother here of Ava Reuter, and so Joe's at Hillsdale College in Michigan.
Yeah, Joe, just a great kid. I like to call him Captain America, obviously.
Yes.
One of our 4.0 students, just Mr. Everything while he was here.
I think that's a great, it fits him.
Just looking at the stats, like he's got 12.3 points per game right now at Hillsdale this year. He's got, 6.4 rebounds per game, assists per game, 3.4. So he's having a pretty good season. And, of course, Hillsdale themselves are having a pretty good season right now, too. I think we looked at their record.
Yeah, 8-0.
They played, 8-0, played yesterday. They won.
Cedarville. Caleb's alma mater. Sorry, Caleb.
Sorry, Caleb.
Hey, real quick. You're a former Badger tight end. So Jimmy Leonard, the interim coach, people wondering, will he stay and be the defensive coordinator? A lot of people hoping so from this area, the kid from up north. And then they bring in Luke Fickle. It's hard to argue. I mean, this guy's got a great track record. So what about it?
Well, I think early on you knew you had to keep Leonard in some capacity, and so while they're making their decisions, obviously it was easy to keep him on right now, and you'd like to keep him long term. What I think is that Fickle's going to make a great coach long term. He's a great pick for the Badgers, but I wonder if they're going to survive the next couple years. You get a lot of players that are probably going to leave. They love Leonard, and the portal is wide open. Can they make up for it by players coming back? I don't know. But
yeah, stay tuned. Go Bucky here, and Fickle's going to help coach the bowl game. All right, the Cardinals, meanwhile, missing on the right wing, and Rice Lake now going left to right, Chi High right to left. Cardinals down 16 as we start the second half. And a whistle and a travel, so Rice Lake with the ninth turnover there. And Chi High will get it. Ava Reuter, Brooklyn Sandvig. Also, you got Addie Seaholm, Cameron Felstad, and I think that's everybody, right? Okay. There's the drive, Seaholm all the way in. On the left side, Seaholm, her first two of the night.
That's an aggressive drive by Seaholm. We like to see that out of her.
Again, she's just a sophomore, and so she's got ton of potential. And so great to, at the other end though, answered. And it's a two for number 12 that time, Richter, Kendra Richter.
Six on the night for her. Seaholm, of course, her dad was.
Ruder for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Rice Lake. And racing down the floor, Eliana Shepley again. Shepley toward the paint, kick it around, left corner, Richter. She's going to drive in toward the paint, puts it up and in. So Richter back-to-back hoop. She's got eight. And it's a 40-22 lead.
I say Seaholm, her dad, obviously an excellent offensive lineman for Chi High in the day.
Mm-hmm. Parents' night tonight. He and...
She walked. Yep.
Addie's mom, Janelle, walking out there. All right, so...
Sandvik just took one
turnover.
Extra step, so...
Yep. Number 11 on the cards with 16:24 to go here in this second half. 40-22, Rice Lake. Cards had a run in the first half. Can they mount one here? Got it. Step up the defense and then get that offense cooking. So a couple of different tasks to look to and then keep it going. Oh, there's the feed down low to Schmidt. And again, she can make it happen if you get her the ball. The 6'1 senior, and she gets that first field goal. She's got four.
Well, we knew there was a reason they were trying to feed her down low there.
And sure. And good presence. And you get that going. You're inside-outside game. Missed shot on a turnaround by Ruder on the left wing, and it's... Tough times for the Cards, who are down by 20, their biggest hole so far. At the other end, it just honeycombs out for Hobbs. They've just got a lot of players, Dave, that can really game. You know, they got a lot of gamers on this Rice Lake squad.
Yeah, they do. And it will be interesting looking at this when they play them the second time around at Rice Lake. We'll have a little more history on how they're doing in the Big Rivers.
On the outside, Felstead on the right wing. Ruder posting high. She'll take it into the lane, whistle, and a foul. And she gets... She draws the contact on the way in on Richter, Kendra Richter, for Rice Lake, her second. And first team foul of the second half. Chaha yet to foul since intermission. 42-22 Rice Lake. Oh, looking to get it in and going to throw it out of bounds, unfortunately. Miscommunication and intended for Riley Turhart, the 5'11 freshman. Update
like
on the boys.
Boys are down seven with 4 minutes left.
Okay. Update from Rice Lake tonight. So, trading locations. Three-pointer from the left corner. Air ball for the Warriors. Emily Shy. And the Cards out of there with it. Here comes the sophomore, Seaholm. Gets it ahead. And on the outside, they get it off to Turhark. Boy, a sophomore and a freshman playing catch out there. And then there's another sophomore in Chafee. And then... Fighting for a near steal is Eliana Shepley, showing that she's not just an offensive player, Dave.
Well, yeah, she's been playing defense all night. I think she probably has about five or six steals so far already. You know, again, our turnovers are really caused by their defense, which is making it look a lot worse than it. Well, maybe it's making it look as bad as it is.
Well, I mean, and Coach Bestel spoke honestly about last year. She said, I mean, even averaging 25 turnovers is just... 11 looks way more pleasant still.
I just got a note or a text message from Bobo saying his Oconto Falls team had 46 turnovers for the boys last night.
Wow.
That's he's wondering if that's close to a record.
That might
be.
Sort. That's.
We haven't seen that many, I know.
No. That's hard to fathom. Oh, a wide open shot and flat-footed missing at Allie Richardson on the right side. Unfortunately, she was wide open. And Rice Lake brings it the other end into the deep right corner. Too many shooters being allowed an open shot. That time missing it was Emily Shy, but Rice Lake gets yet another offensive rebound with 14.5 left in this game in regulation. From long range, off the mark, no good for Kendra Richter. And the Cards, Ruder gets the rebound. She's got to have close to half a dozen or so, doesn't she?
Well, I think she's got... five or six.
Yeah.
I'm just, Rice Lake probably has 12 offensive rebounds on
the
night.
It's been painful. Turhark, they work it down low. Ruder trying to post up seems to be part of the offensive recipe here in the second half. She kicks it out, and the shot no good again by Richardson. She's not jumping at all. She's just shooting a set shot. And then the Cards stop Shepley's penetration, and then they work it back to the outside, and now the shot by Hobbs is no good. And fighting for the rebound, the Cardinals, as Reuter falls to the floor, and the foul goes on 22, Eliana Shepley.
I'm going to give the rebound to Reuter. I'm not sure if they give it to her or not on that, but she
had
it
fair. No, it's fair.
Meanwhile, Chi High, only three offensive rebounds on the night. And, you know, we've had a couple of series where Rice Lakes had two or three in one series.
Right. Into the game for the first time tonight is Olivia Sanborn, the 5'7 junior for the Cardinals. Working around on the outside. They'll try to get it down low. Brooklyn Sandvig working on the left wing to Chafee. Shooting the three-pointer. Reuter off the backboard. No. Rebound comes down to Richter. 42-22. Rice Lake by 20. That's their biggest lead of the night. On top, Richter. Work it right side. Penetrate. Shot up and good by Lucy Havas. And she's got 9.
Meanwhile, the boys' game would be a fun one to watch, a three-point game with a minute 50 left.
We've got 11 more boys' games scheduled for the regular season, though not tonight.
I think we just got another turnover.
And the Cards give it up before getting a shot off with 12:50 left in regulation, down by 22. And the three-point attempt from the outside, a little flat for Eliana Shepley, fighting for the rebound, Olivia Sanborn. And it's going to be a foul on Rice Lake, and Richter again gets her third, and it's the fourth team foul on Rice Lake. Goose egg for fouls for the Cards in the second half. But the one thing I'd say to that, I mean, you know, people are going to say, well, you guys, you're not ever happy. On the other hand, I'm not saying get fouls, but you want to be aggressive enough just short of getting a foul, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think when I do games with you guys, you're always pretty happy. I don't see anybody.
No, but what I'm saying is, earlier we said they had too many fouls early, and now I'm saying Chai has no fouls, and so maybe that's a sign of you could almost get more aggressive as they just turned it over again. So.
You know, it all depends on the foul, just like the turnovers that you have depend. Are you going for assists, or are you just losing the ball up at the half court? Are you going for the steals, or are you just getting fouls that are, you know, worthless fouls up at the top of the key?
I'm going to mark turnovers on your sheet.
All right.
Missing three of them.
That was,
And
how many do we got so far?
I've got 13 for Chi High, 3 in this half.
Yeah,
and then,
that's right. I got 10 up there, 3 here.
Oh, I didn't see. Gotcha. I was judging you, and it's wrong.
It's all right.
12-22. Well, you deal with judges all the time.
Trust till you know, right?
As an attorney, right? Okay. Trust and verify? What do they say?
All right. Trust and verify.
Rice Lake basketball now leading 44-22. Biggest lead of the night for them as they've come in here to Chippewa and try to win their The conference opener for both schools. Chai was feeling pretty good after the win at DC Everest as the hoop is good by the penetrating Kendra Richter.
She's stepping
just got
up.
Too many players that are putting it in.
Yeah, she's stepping it up now. She's got 10 points on the night.
46-22 as Chip was in a big hole right now. And
2 points so far on the half.
Yeah.
That's a deficit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what? It was 36-20 at halftime. Yeah, thanks for that reminder. And there's the missed shot by, again, Richardson, who's struggling offensively tonight and is, I think has 2 points, yeah.
So the boys are in a one-point game with a minute 28 left.
Sandvig driving through the lane, tries
nice
the
one.
Euro step and gets away with the high school version of it and draws the foul.
Nice move to get her to the line. I think we're lucky enough to be sitting next to the best athletic director in the state, Mike Thompson. He's got the game up here for me. He indicated that who was it that fouled out for Chi High? Or for Rice Lake fouled out. So that's looking good for Chi High as Sandvig knocks this
Sandvig
one out.
Gets the free throw. Third point of the half for the Cards and her fourth on the night. No, six. She's got six. She had a 3 and a 2, right? Yeah. A lane violation. Huh. I don't understand.
That's an interesting thing because she didn't even shoot.
She hadn't shot yet. I don't understand. And Becca is.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
He said a lane violation. She hadn't shot.
Yeah, and they didn't take away the shot that she had, so it had to be on the second one.
Right, on the second one, but that she crossed it when she had. And then Rice Lake hits a three-pointer.
And that was the younger Shepley. The 6'2 Shepley.
Wow, and she can hit three pointers? Man, that's 6'2.
That's not fair.
I mean, you know, in the old day, you'd think, you know, oh, you're obviously a center, go low post. But in today's game, there's a bounce pass stolen away. Cardinals, 14th turnover.
Yeah, comes, 4-1 this half, yep. Down in turnovers.
On the outside, and Shepley wants another one. She comes up short, there's but a Rice Lake rebound.
Yep, she got a rebound, her. But then she threw it away. So I'll give her a turnover just to make it not look as bad on the ratio.
11 minutes to go in regulation. The Cards down 49-23. Rice Lake outscoring them 13-3. You can continue to give us updates.
Cardinals
on the boys
up game. By one right now with 40 seconds.
Nice.
48.5, it looks like.
It's not where you start, it's where you finish, right? So
it is. We got a timeout, Rice Lake.
And we have not had a timeout in this one in the second half yet, as we've got substitution, though, as Chafee will check out in favor of Riley Turhark. So the freshman in for the sophomore.
Well, I don't see Rice Lake calling any timeouts here the way things have been going right. For them, but we'll see.
Sanborn on the outside, Felstead. And Rice Lake in a bit of a zone defense now and nearly forced a turnover, but the Cards will keep it with 10:47 left.
This is a really good battle with Sandvig and Shepley. You wouldn't think that Sandvig would have the strength to be pushing her around, but she really is doing a great job of getting position there and being physical.
Reuter on the left wing finds Pavich. They work it around on the outside. Turhart.
Here it is.
Down low, Sandvig. Spin basket and a foul. So the athleticism of Brooklyn Sandvig work it some more as she's got 8 points now as she goes for her ninth.
The spin move that she put on her and then the spin that she put on the ball to make that in, what a sweet shot. Not only does she have those 8 points, I think, but again, she hasn't missed a shot yet.
Yeah. And again, it was an odd free throw violation earlier. She hits the free throw.
She probably would have had that other free throw, too. But
it was just an odd violation where she had it and she crossed the line while she had the ball, and then they called it a free throw violation. So very curious. Anyhow, I've not ever seen that before.
And there she is playing aggressive defense. Now there, that's what we're talking about when you say a good foul. You got Sandvig
right.
Up there going for the steal. You're down 23. You got to do something. She almost got it.
And she's putting him on her back in sorts, but as a senior leader saying, come on, girls, follow me with 10:20 left. 49-26, the Cards within 23. Head been down by 26.
Yeah, their only chance now is for Reuter
and
to
good
be,
job, and a steal by Reuter.
Reuter to be bombing some threes.
But you know what? I mean, and Reuter, a fellow senior, but, I mean, kind of following through saying, hey, we're going to fight back. We're going to push back against. With 10 minutes left in the regulation, 49-26, Cards down 23. Down low, Reuter in the paint. She's going to try to post up. Watch those feet so you don't travel. Gets it back out on top to Pavich. And working it to the outside, Turhark, the freshman. To Pavich on the right wing. Down low, Reuter. Spin move. There it is. Off. No good. Rebound comes down to Sidney Gay, the 6 foot junior. Boy, they have just the height. 6'2, 6 foot, 6'1.
Turned it over. We're coming back.
Here comes Chippewa Falls in the forecourt. Sandvig all the way down the lane. Misses the driving layup. Frustrated with herself. She would have had 12. Racing to the other end. Eliana Shepley. Shepley spin move on the outside. Two defenders there. Work it. There's an open shooter. Shy from three. Misses the shot. Out of bounds to the Cards with 9:15 to go. And Chippewa still down 23.
Looks like the boys almost sealed it away with a rebound. They were up 3 points with 7.9 seconds left. And it looks like they did get it.
Sweet win in Rice Lake.
Almost 7.9. They're going to be shooting free throws up three.
I look forward to the eruption of noise when we announce pass that score along the public address announcer here. 9:10 left in regulation. Cardinal ball down by 23 to Rice Lake. Working it down low. There's the shot. Felstead off glass and two. The Cards now within 21.
We are now up four with 7 seconds left on the made free throw. So now it's looking pretty good.
As Cameron Felstead, her first field goal of the night for the Cardinals. And Isabel Schmidt checking back, the 6'1 senior for Rice Lake. Well, think of the height they have out. They have her at 6'1. They have Adeline Shepley at 6'2. It's the supersized lineup for Rice Lake. And they got 13 Sidney Gay, who's 6 foot. They got all three of their 6 foot and up players. And a near steal by Olivia Sanborn. And she does come down with it. Sanborn racing to the other end and misses the shot. No. Fighting for the rebound. Rice Lake comes out of there with it. Well, unfortunately, Sanborn Nice job forcing Rice Lake's 13 turnover with 8.5 minutes to go. Rice Lake, open shot left corner, off the rim, no good. Rebound. Rice Lake fighting for it, but Brooklyn Sandvik giving it everything she's got going for it.
Brooklyn fighting against both Shepleys that
right.
time.
And I guess if Joe Reuter's Captain America, you got to give her a superhero name too, Flash.
There you go. That certainly fits her.
There needs to be a female Flash, right?
There does.
8:20 to left in regulation, and Schmidt's basket is good.
I don't know how she made that.
Yeah.
She got her right hand tied up by the Chi High player somehow at the last second, got her left hand up to propel the ball forward. Not necessarily a shot, but propelling
right.
it's probably more accurate. But she made it.
Isabel Schmidt, and it boosts Rice Lake Lee back to 23 with 8:19 to go. Still not quite final there from Rice Lake for the boys, but the Cardinals in the driver's seat as Isabel is going to shoot and hit the free throws. The foul was on Felstead, her first, and for the Cardinals, their fourth as a team as Schmidt hits the free throw. Cardinals ball down 24, 52-28. On the outside, Turhark, the freshman. Off to Seaholm, the sophomore. Olivia Sanborn, the junior. I won't do that all night with everybody's academic
level.
We got
another turnover for us, but we have an official 64-60 victory over Rice Lake.
Woo-hoo! All right.
Not the game we're doing.
No. No, it's
a little bit north, a little bit north of us, boys game.
Boys
similar,
64
similar
to 60.
Uniforms, that's about it.
Pass it on. All right, this is like in school. I just passed it on to...
That'll give our girls some momentum when they hear that, right?
Yeah, I think so. That'll be the difference. There's an air ball from the deep left corner by Emily Shy for Rice Lake, and Addie Seaholm out of there with it. Addie across the timeline, bringing it up for the Cardinals. He has 2 points on the night. Sanborn on the outside. And a foul on the Rice Lake defender, 22, Eliana Shepley, the 5'10 junior.
That's her fourth, but again, she's been all over the place playing defense.
I don't think she scored in the second half, though. I mean, I know she was...
Still has her 18, yeah.
She had 18 in the first half, so 7:35 left, and that speaks to Rice Lake, right? I mean, they've outscored Chippewa 16-8 in the second half, but nothing from their leading scorer,
right?
Shepley, who averages 22 a game coming in. Free throw no good for Sanborn, and out of there with it, Schmidt getting it out to Habas. Across the timeline to Adeline Shepley, and there's a three-pointer.
Habas
getting it, the 5'7 junior. She's got 2 threes on the night. And 12 points. Shahai into the forecourt. Sanborn out on top. Cardinals down 55-28. Nearly doubled up in that scoring column. I know the things that coach had mentioned earlier, shooting better, and the three-pointer from the left corner by Seaholm, no good. Schmidt out of there with it. You want to get it hit with one of her elbows, Dave. And
no, you don't, but if anyone could take it, it'd be Reuter there.
Yeah. And so a foul on the Cardinals with still 6:57 to go, but a tough one here for the Cardinals tonight. Their conference opener and their home opener, the conference home opener, and getting blown out 55-28.
Getting doubled up by Rice Lake with one more point here.
But the boys win 64-60. Have they announced it yet? I don't know. We tried to pass it on like in school.
That's going to do it. I mean, the Rice Lake girls are going to be like, oh,
right.
We'll just take advantage.
6:45 to play, and Sandvig with a steal. Racing in, and she's going to lay it up and in.
Turnover for them.
Yep.
And Sandvig with another make.
Yep. And we may get a timeout. We do. 6:37 left. We're back in 90 seconds on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, the Chi-Hi boys winning on the road, coming from behind to win at Rice Lake 64-60. The girls not as fortunate, losing at home to Rice Lake 55-30. Mark Halverson to Dave Check. Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio. And the ball will stay Rice Lakes. Hey, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Stick around later. We'll have the post-class and mirror post-game show and talk to Coach Becca Bestel about this one here. 55-30, Cards down by 25. Pass tipped by Felstead. And Rice Lake maintaining possession. Bounce pass down low, stolen away by Felstead. So she's going to hang right in there for Chippewa. Racing down the other end, Seaholm setting it up on top to Sandvig, whose leadership has shown up some here in the second half for sure. Hard working on defense and getting it down low to Reuter, and whistle and a foul with 5:44 to go.
Yeah, that would have been interesting to see more of that from the beginning, getting that down low to Reuter, because almost every time that she's got it, she's drawn the foul.
Schmidt's third personal. It's the 18th foul on Rice Lake, and it sends Reuter to the free throw line.
This will be Reuter's first points of the half.
She had six in the first half. First one is good. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom. Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. I think I know that guy.
Yeah, we got to change that also to say as your color man, too.
There we go. Yeah, right.
Just fighting hard here.
Second free throw no good for Reuter. But the Cards get the offensive rebound.
Not sure who got that. Did you
see? It was three, Chafee.
Chafee with a rebound.
But she missed the shot, and it's going to be Chi-Hi basketball. So Seaholm to inbound.
But that's actually our first offensive rebound of the half.
Now you got to start somewhere. Sandvig from the outside just grazes the rim. Rebound comes down to Rice Lake. So Reuter had hit the one free throw but missed the second, and the Cards come away with it. Rice Lake turnover. They're 15th. Three-point attempt, Chafee from the outside, swishes it. Chafee, and it's a 55-34 game.
You know, and Chafee on the series before that thought she was open and was looking for the pass. She's ready to bomb that three-pointer and just get it to her.
We'll take another one-minute timeout. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Cards have been down by as many as 26. They're within 21 right now on WOGO with 5:15 to play. Hey, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials in the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Into the forecourt, Rice Lake working it past to Schmidt, working around on the outside. Shot on the way is off the back iron, no good by Lucy Hobbs, and they're going to get the long rebound. Richter again, there's just so many aspects of Rice Lake you have to respect. I mean, that they have the three girls 6 foot or taller. They have the good athletes. Certainly, you know, Eliana Shepley is their main scorer. Schmidt is a veteran and a good low post at 6'1 and a senior. They've got ball handlers and a good diversity on their club. So scrambling for the basketball, and Shahai's going to get the possession arrow with 4:36 to go and a Rice Lake turnover. They're 16th. They almost have – do they have more turnovers than the Cards?
Well, they just wound up with, 9 and 8. I got 17.
Yeah, okay, I had 16. I'll go with your 17.
15. Yeah. So, yeah.
So go, explain that to me.
It doesn't look like it, but.
And there's Reuter at the other end, and it makes it a 19-point game at 55-36. Certainly, I mean, the shot percentage, I'm sure, for Rice Lake's been much higher.
Yeah, you know, this game really comes down to the rebounds. The turnovers wound up relatively equal, but we're just getting killed on the boards.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a point to bring up with Coach Bestel. Again, she knows she's got a young team, starting two sophomores, bringing two freshmen in, prominent minutes off the bench. Does have some seniors, but and Sandvig and Reuter leading the way, as you would hope and expect. Cardinals defense fighting hard, stepping up the intensity, missed shot, and the rebound comes down to Felstad for the Cardinals. Ahead to Sanborn. Sanborn racing down the right side. Pull up, finds Felstad, puts it in, and it's a 17-point game. 55-38.
I think it was that announcement that got him going.
I guess so. Once they heard the boys won.
And she double dribbled. Turnover.
Rice Lake's 18th. Cards get it within. Well, again, we wondered when would their 12-0 run or something like it come. This is maybe it here. 55-38 right now.
Another two runs just like that.
Yeah, it had been 55-34, so at least a 4-0 run here. And foul with 3:12 to go. And it's the fourth foul on Isabel Schmidt, the 6'1 senior. Brooklyn, Olivia Sanborn tying her shoe, but she's not the free throw shooter. And missed shot by Felstad. The ball out of bounds to Rice Lake. Well, free throw shooting, another area to work on for the Cards. 3:10 to play, down by 17. Full court pressure by Chippewa. Into the forecourt, Anna Lipke in off the Rice Lake bench. And driving down the middle, how about the freshman, Adeline Shepley? And she's got 7, I think. Into the forecourt, Cardinals. Sandvig on top to Sanborn. Sanborn driving left hand, has it blocked from behind by Isabel Schmidt. The Cards get it back. Reuter, and a whistle and a foul before she scored the basket with 2:44 to go, and the Cards down 19 at 57-38.
But not before the 11th turnover of the half for Rice Lake as we get the ball back there.
Huh. That's going to be puzzling. If you lose by double digits and the other team had multiple turnovers more than you. First free throw is up and good for Reuter.
Yeah, definitely a combination of the offensive rebounds, getting them probably an equal amount of shots right there, and then just the shooting percentage. Their shots have been a lot better, a lot more open, and they've been knocking more of them down.
Reuter misses the second free throw. She's had more free throw attempts than any of the Cardinals on the night. On this evening, that's seen the Chihai boys win 64-60 at Rice Lake.
Yeah, Reuter has more than half of our free throws right now, although Sanborn's going to even it up here.
Olivia Sanborn, the 5'7 junior, as the fourth foul on Richter, and she gets it. Sanborn's first point of the night. 5'7 junior off the Chihai bench for Coach Becca Bestel. Pulling the Cards within 17. Second free throw is off the back iron, no. Rebound Rice Lake, and again, here comes who else but Eliana Shepley.
With the rebound and brings it up the court.
Yep, and with 2:32 to go, 57-40. Chippewa down by 17. Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket. It's number 3, Lucy Havas. On the outside, Richter. Havas left baseline. She'll penetrate. Missed the shot. No. Cardinals out of there with it. Sandvig. Here comes Brooklyn into the forecourt. Brooklyn, boy, she's got the jets even with the basketball. I got a chance to see her in track a little bit, David, a track meet at Memorial. I mean, it was one of the – she was on another level.
Yeah, it's fun to watch when you have someone that is so much better than the rest of the competition. You can.
And Adeline Shepley getting her first foul of the night, the 6'2 freshman, as Sandvig hits the free throw.
The impressive stat for Sandvig, I think, last year was in the either regionals or sectionals. I think it was the regionals where all four of her times were, like, in the top 14 ever.
Wow.
For the girls.
That is crazy.
Her 100, her 200, her 400, and her long jump all were individual top 14 ever in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. And 4 for 4 from the line. She's got, I think, 13 points, something like that. I don't know. You have it more officially. But 57-42, the Cards are within 15. But the problem is only 2:07 to play. 5 3-pointers, that's all we need, and a bunch of stops on defense. And Sandvig trying to come up with a steal against Eliana Shepley, but it gets called for the reach-in, stopping the clock with 2 minutes left.
It's at least two. That's 4 for her.
Yeah, it is 4.
But 2 minutes left. You got to keep her in. Let her keep.
Adeline Shepley.
Keep the flash out there and try to get another couple of steals.
Got to be fun for the Shepley parents. You got your freshman and junior daughter out there playing together and then next year together. And nice drive, basket, good for Lucy Havas, the 5'7 junior. She's got 14 on the night. Sanborn, bounce pass, down low, working around. Felstad on top, working it in. Terhark. And a possession arrow, forcing it, and it's going to go Rice Lake's way in a Chi-High turnover. With 1:31 to go, the Lady Cards down 59-42. Earlier, the Rice Lake JV winning here on Parents Night in Chippewa 48-31. The report from up north, the Chi-High boys coming from behind to beat Rice Lake. It'd be interesting to know how much Chi-High was down by. But
they were down by 10 with about 4 or 5 minutes
left.
Wow,
that is really, what a comeback.
Yeah, I was looking at it out of the corner of my eye like, okay, are we even going to go to this? Not if it stays like that. Oh, now we're 6 with 2 minutes left.
Yeah. Wow. And so Orr fouling out the coach's son, that's a factor.
Yeah. Yep.
1:19 to go, and a foul for Chippewa on the freshman Riley Terhark, the first personal and the 7th team foul, and it sends
Shepley's chance
Shepley
to get
line.
To 20.
Yep, she got it.
And she's got number 19.
Her first points of the second half, Dave.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know what to say about that because they didn't sit her at all, and she's been out playing aggressive defense and everything. Definitely not looking for shots as much as she did in the first half.
And, you know, again, you have streaks, you know. And so now massive substitutions for the Cards with 1:19 to go, down 19, 61-42.
Well, you know, also when you got almost a 25-point lead, I think at that point you got to get some of your other players involved. And she has been, you know, passing the ball and doing other things. So, you know, in the beginning you can tell she was taking the ball to the hoop and taking every three-point shot that she had. And that's probably what you're going to see out of her when Rice Lake needs her.
I mean, just like Minarski had 20 in the first half for the Cards on Tuesday night, finished with 22. And so, but he was putting on a show in the first. He had one deep deep corner three where he got fouled, 4-point play. So that was really something.
What that game wind up being, I mean, was it
71-69.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know.
They had a big lead on Medford. Medford came back. So, all right. Final minute 10 here. Chippewa Falls basketball. Cardinals on the outside. Chafee. They're working around on top. Michaela Halliburton is in, a 5'1 senior. Halliburton traveled. So.
Yeah, you know, I just love to see Minarski go off for about 50 in a game.
No, it is. He's a fun shooter to watch. And it was just the first game of the season, so. He and Jackson Tomczak kind of leading the way. And Jackson, his continued growth, I mean, he's 6'7". I mean, he can do it inside or out. And so both of them together, when they're both on, I mean, it's really – and there were stretches like that. 51 seconds to go as Rice Lake turnover. And the Cardinals will get it now. down by 19. Deep left corner, faking the shot. Chafee gets it around on top to Pavich. She drives right side. There's a three-point shot by Halliburton. No good. And why not? Michaela in off the bench, getting some playing time. Working around on the outside. Down low for Rice Lake to Sydney Gay. They kick it way outside. Three-point attempt no good by Emily Kalina, 5'4 sophomore off the Rice Lake bench. And missing a corner three, Sydney Gay. But it's just offensive rebounds, the story of the night for Rice Lake, as even this late in the game, it's still happening. And a bank three for Sydney Gay. I think she's got to call that, Dave.
Yeah, that's a sign of the game right there.
Yeah.
Two offensive rebounds and wind up with a bank three.
I think that's where we'll maybe begin our conversation with Becca Bestel, if she's kind enough to join us in the postgame. Final few seconds, and Addie Seaholm going to miss the three at the end. Our final score, 64-42. Rice Lake coming out on top. They take both the JV and varsity, but the boys won up in Rice Lake tonight in the varsity game, 64-60. Hey, before we go to the postgame, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. We're back at the postgame in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
All right, Mark Halverson back in the postgame show along with Dave Check and Becca Bestel, the Chi-High girls head basketball coach. Tough loss tonight here against mm-hmm. Rice Lake. Coach, your thoughts?
Honestly, they're tough. That's a tough team. They're physical, they're big, they're long. That's a good test for us in the conference. I thought that they went on some runs that hurt us, but we clawed back in a couple times and we didn't quit. And I think we missed a lot of layups. They got a lot of old boards. Things like that we can fix. I'm never happy about a loss, but I see upsides.
It seems like defense, I mean, there's a lot of room for the defense to grow, and there's way too many offensive rebounds for them.
Agreed. Agreed. We said that out there. And, again, they're quite a few inches taller than us at every position, so that means we need to have more discipline and block out on the inside and get those boards. That hurt us tonight big time. There's some kids that I was proud of that stuck with it physically and mentally that in the past haven't done that, and this year they're really showing that they're capable of doing that. And so, again, I think that we have a lot of work to do, but I think we're going in the right direction.
Yeah, and I think, 18-4 games. But then you guys, that was a bright spot there. I mean, we'll hear a highlight or two from that coming up. You guys go on a 12-0 run. It's 18-16. Mm-hmm. Then, yes, they do ultimately outscore you like 13-1, make it 31-17. The half is 36-20.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a good 12-0 stretch. You had to be proud there.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, we didn't quit at any point in the game. I think that the things that I'm coaching them on, the things I'm telling them to do defensively, they're trying, they're listening, they're trying to do that stuff, they're learning. And every practice is like that too. Things that we teach, they're doing. And so I definitely see this team getting better and better as the season goes on.
And Sandvig, you can see her leadership in terms of defense. I mean, she's a great defense, a great athlete, but her defense, and then transferring it over, and I think, you know, trying, her and Reuter, but trying to raise everybody to say, this kind of defensive intensity, we need to have everybody do as much of those 36 minutes as possible, right?
Agreed. And, you know, honestly, Riley Terhark, the freshman that was playing quite a bit tonight, plays really solid defense. She had to guard Shepley for them, and I mean, it was, she played outstanding. Obviously, Shepley's a heck of a player.
Yeah, she
she's
is.
Really
no, she
tough
is.
To guard.
Those
and so
Shepley sisters. I mean, her sister's going to be
oh,
something
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But Riley as well on the defensive end, I was very proud of. I was also, you know, obviously Brooklyn played tough, and Ava showed some leadership, and so did Cam on the inside. Felstead did some good things on the inside. When Olivia Sanborn came in, I thought she showed some good things in the second half.
For and sure.
That will help us a lot. With, like I said, lots of upsides.
Very good. Coach, thanks a lot.
All right, thank
all right,
you.
There we go. Becca Bestel joining us in the post game as we talk things over here on WOGO. And, Dave, you have to help me out. They wiped it off the scoreboard. I don't know if I wrote down the final score, so hopefully you got it.
Well, I could add up our final score in the end for you. I don't know what I would have for them at this point in time.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, you're looking for the stats right now. So
let me introduce that it is the post-class post-game show, and I should have, it's two straight games where I jump into the coach. I'm glad to get the coach as soon as we did. The post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Dave, check.
All right, sounds good. You know, it's good that I get to do this. Post-Glass and Mirror, Dan Post, fullback that played on our team, good friend of mine, and I've used Post-Glass and Mirror myself. So with that, going right into the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game. Shepley, we'll go for Rice Lake first. Shepley, of course, had 20. Hobbs had 14. Other Shepley, another 8. Richter had 10, and Schmidt had 7. So that's what we have for Rice Lake. Chi-High on the night, we wind up shooting in the second half 1-for-5 from the three-point line for a total of 4-for-16 from the three-point line. For twos in the second half, we were 6-for-16 for a total of 11-for-28. And from the free throw line, 7-for-12 in the second half, total of 8-for-15. We did wind up edging them on the turnover battle. We had 17. They had 20 offensive rebounds. Again, that hurt us. Individual players, Chi-High, I've got Reuter with 3-for-12 shooting, 6 rebounds, 10 points. I've got Sandvig, 4-for-6 shooting, 4 rebounds, 13 points. And then rounding it out, we got Chafee had 6, Felstead 4, 2 out of Seaholm, Pabich, Terhark, and Richardson, and Sanborn with 1. So I was doing that while you were talking with Coach Bestel. We did a little bit faster tonight. Hopefully that's at least plus or minus 1 or 2 is all I can promise.
Final score was 64-42 Rice Lake, but 64 the winning number tonight because that's what Chi-High boys had to win at Rice Lake, 64-60. Coming from, you're telling me they were down 10 with 4 minutes to go, the boys.
Yeah, I know they were down 10. It was right around that 4 or 6 mark. Definitely a comeback win for Chi-High. And as soon as Athletic Director Thompson put that in front of me, they were down. And, fun game. And so, you know, we got that going for us. The best that they could be after we saw that was 1-1. So they evened it up.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to get to the WOGO sports calendar in a moment. But first of all, we got highlights, actually, ahead here from this game. But first, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona, Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. All right, some highlights from tonight. We've got 4 of them to enjoy. There were more, but these are the ones I captured. Let's give it a listen. Saying only the fourth team foul. Driving the lane, Sandvig putting up and in. And Brooklyn Sandvig with 5 in a row, and the Cardinals cut the lead to 9. It off to Number 20, Seaholm back in the contest. Cardinals on a 9-0 run. There's a long three-pointer. Chafee nets it, and the Cards cut it to 2 at 18-16. All right, those were your first half highlights. We had some second half highlights as well to share with you from this evening's
by
contest.
By 23 to Rice Lake.
We're going to down low. There's the shot. Felstead off glass and 2. The Cards now within 21. Come away with it. Rice Lake turnover. They're 15th. Three-point attempt. Chafee from the outside switches it. Chafee. And it's a 55-34 game. So a handful of highlights for you in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And again, looking at what is next here for the Lady Cards and their schedule, it is off to Hudson on Monday. So at Hudson on Monday, and I think that's a makeup of the game. I'm just guessing, I'm just presuming, because they were supposed to be at Hudson earlier on Tuesday. So I think they've kind of rescheduled that for Monday. So.
Yeah, so I was just going to look up the WOGO schedule, but do you have that?
I have
our next game is Friday.
Right, and so for us, just clarifying what's up for the Chi-Hi girls, but yes, for this is December 2nd, and so next up we will have a game on the WOGO schedule. McDonald girls are at Thorpe, and that will be on Tuesday night. That's slated here as a 6:55 pregame the way we have it listed. And then also next Friday night, a week from tonight, the boys at home against Eau Claire North should be a good one.
Yep, and that's so that's I think that's the ninth, right?
My birthday that is the ninth.
My birthday's on Saturday, so I'm allowed this year to spend the ninth with you.
Elko. Thank you. All right. By the way, let's not skip hockey because the eighth, Greg Stewart and company calling the action. Chi-Hi and Rice Lake from the Chippewa Falls Ice are in a 6:40 pregame for that on WOGO. And looking ahead to next Saturday, the McDonald boys at UW Stout against Colfax. I'm not kidding you. It's an 8:25 pregame for an 8:45 start at Stout. You've heard of breakfast at Wimbledon. It's breakfast at Stout.
That's a lot of time there. But, you know, you mentioned the boys' hockey team. We got great season going for them so far.
Verona and Edgewood. Yeah, beat them and lost to Hudson. So, hey, that's going to do it for us. We'll get the podcast up at WOGO.com. I mean, you take away, Coach was finding positives. Silver lining. I don't know if you could hear her much. You probably couldn't in the noisy gym. But, there were things she was encouraged by. And
well,
she said Rice Lake's a very good team.
This is a perfect team to have a good coach like Coach Bestel. I mean, you got a mix of young kids that you're going to have to work with, a bunch of seniors that have to take some leadership. And I think they got some things that they could work with and put together. I didn't see, you know, just the athleticism of Rice Lake was tough for us to come up against, the height and the athleticism. But I think, you know, Coach Bestel's got some things that you can work with out of this game tonight, and hopefully, you know, I don't think they're going to be a team that's going to win the Big Rivers or anything like that, but it'd be nice to have them in the middle of that pack.
Yeah. So, anyhow, it's a work in progress. A lot of youth, 2 freshmen, 2 sophomores mixed in with some of the more veteran players, and we look forward to future broadcasts with the Lady Cards later in the season here on WOGO Sports. It'll be a while as actually we'll bring you their contest during the Christmas break when they're at home against Onalaska. For Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio, and for Dave Check alongside here, Mark Halverson giving you the final score again. The boys won at Rice Lake 64-60. That's the good news. The girls lost here at home 64-42. Thanks for listening. Good night.
WOGO.
Chi-Hi Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Chi-Hi Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO. sports station.